quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show, and we normally say, you know what that means, but you don't know what that means today, because sitting across from me right now, I don't know how this guy got in, but Don Callis is joining us here in studio today. Don, how are you doing?
Fantastic. Does it ever stop raining in this godforsaken place that you live?
You know, it's funny. It was not raining a couple of days ago, but you showed up and it's been pouring.
Put the heat on me. Everyone else does.
That's right. Well, listen, Don is going to join us here today. And since we have you in studio here today, we're going to be talking to you a lot about your favorite subject, you.
Excellent.
Yes. So Filthy Tom is going to join us after the first segment, and we will talk about AEW as well as your career, because you have had a very long career doing a lot of things. And in some ways, we have run in similar circles here and there. Maybe we can talk about old Tim Flowers and your career back in the day.
Just not producer Rob.
He is nowhere to be seen. He used to sit right there, believe it or not. He could have been here in studio today had he not been...
He was busy frequenting a public restroom, no doubt.
Yes, had he not been fired. All right, well, we'll get into that after the break, and probably not a lot of wrestling news here today because we got a lot to talk to Don about. But last night we did have an Observer Radio for subscribers, talked about the Raw show from Monday night, the go-home show, Raw show for WrestleMania, and all of the news leading into WrestleMania as well. So if you want to listen to that, WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com, as well as Apple and Spotify. So check that out. But we will head to a break when we come back. We'll talk to Don with Filthy Tom. And if you are listening in on the Twitch chat right now, if you have questions, you can throw in those as well. So stick around, everybody. Back after the break, Wrestling Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. A very special show here today. We got Filthy Tom joining us, as well as Don Callis himself is here today. And Don obviously was in Vancouver for the AW pay-per-view, and then tomorrow, Wednesday, AW goes to beautiful Everett, Washington for a show. And it's going to be a big show. There's a world title match. Darby Allin's getting a shot at the title, facing MJF. And Don, what do you think of this area?
Seems like it rains an awful lot here, and I was looking for an outing. I like to go to the zoo and visit some of my favorite animals, but that wasn't on. So here I am, you know, a $300 Uber ride to get up to wherever it is you live here. And boy, I hope it's worth it.
What are your favorite animals?
I like to sit around and watch the gorillas a lot. Yeah. I like to watch the wolves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Plenty of those at Woodland Park Zoo. And what are you talking about, nature? Are you a walker?
I'm a big walker. You know, I injured my knee, basically runner's knee from years of running. So the doc for the Jaguars, the orthopedist said, you know, really, ideally shouldn't be running. So he told me I should be doing this like super speed walking thing, which I've never done and always mocked people who did it, but actually easy on my joints and my cardio, my heart rate, it's more easy for me to control it with this power walking, and it's been wonderful. And that's why I have the genetic age of a 26-year-old in terms of my organs.
Your organs?
My organs are very impressive. I will have an organ contest with you anytime you want, Alvarez.
What about with Filthy?
No problem. No problem.
Wow. I guarantee his inner organs are in better shape than mine. And from what I've heard from producer Rob, perhaps his outer organs are formidable as well.
I've blocked out producer Rob. That was a lot of trauma for me, actually.
Do you do the backward walking?
No, I don't do that. I'm not a mark.
No, okay. Does it make you do the arm thing when you do the speed
walking? Oh, I move around. You need to stay away from me. I'm like a whirling dervish. You might get clipped.
God, I wish I could have witnessed that. Well, what did you think of the Vancouver? Yes,
Tom. Can we go back? Because yes. Don was talking about gorillas, and I'd like to talk about, or at least ask, if he has any thoughts on this chimpanzee civil war that's going on in Africa. Right?
I read about that. It's not surprising to me. I've in my life tried to avoid troops of chimpanzees because chimpanzees, while cute, as they reach puberty and their hormones change, they can become very violent and aggressive and unpredictable. Gorillas are much stronger than chimpanzees, but are actually more docile and are not on record as ever attacking a human. Mm. A chimp, mind you, will go right for the appendages, groin and
the
nose.
Organs.
Groin, nose, and ears are the first things a chimp, and then eyes, and then they'll eat your face. It's not pretty.
Are you an ape expert?
Well, I'm an expert on many things, Brian. What would you like to know about?
Well, a chimpanzee, I believe, is it chimpanzees that you can't see them at pretty much any zoo? I think there might be like one zoo that has a chimp exhibit. Is that true?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
I'd have to check the latest database, but yeah, I think there's more than one zoo, Brian. I think you're making that up, actually.
I think it's like a very few. It's like a very small number of zoos.
You're a jiu-jitsu
though, right?
Guy. I would love to see you roll around
with an
adolescent chimp, like a male chimp that hasn't been fixed. I would like to see you do that.
He has been in there in the ring with me.
Yeah,
mats with me. So
I think the chances of you seeing me roll with a legitimate ape are about the same as me watching you speed walk.
So you wouldn't have been one of the guys back in the day like Tim Flowers who would have wrestled a bear to try to draw money, because
no.
I know people who have done that.
The day I'm that desperate for money, we got to have a real talk.
You got to work light with the bear, because if you don't, you know, the bear starts to snug up on you, you'll feel it.
Now, did Tim actually wrestle a bear?
He thought he did, but it turned out it was just a bad dream.
Okay.
or something.
Was this at Effie's Big Gay Brunch?
But actually, Tony Condello wrestled a bear.
Well, yeah.
Back in the 70s, and Tony got cocky because the bear was docile, like I don't know what they do, probably give it some weed or something. The bear goes in and wrestles. He's all calm, and Tony got cocky, and the bear took him out.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they used to use some tranquilizer on those bears before the match.
Should have used it on Condello.
Marijuana is a stimulant, so.
I don't know anything about it, so.
Now, I guess we'll just, let's start there. We'll talk about AEW after a while here. So, when did you decide in your lifetime that, man, I want to be a professional wrestler? What are your childhood memories?
Well, you know, there was a lot of push and pull with me in terms of different high-end athletics options. You know, I lettered in 5 sports in high school and was supposed to go and play basketball at university level in Canada. Had a falling out with my coach at the University of Manitoba, so I ended up gravitating more towards Hi-Li. The problem is Hi-Li could only be played really in the southern U.S., the Gulf states, where it was big. So I went to North Dakota State for Hi-Li, and then kind of was just like, you know what, I need something that's athletic and performative. What can I do? I can't play basketball. So it's like, well, no Hi-Li, let me try pro wrestling. And so pro wrestling, which I'd watched since I was 7 years old, having grown up in Winnipeg and seen the AWA, Vern Gagne, Nick Bockwinkel, all those guys, it seemed like a natural fit to me, but it was a very different business, as you know, back then.
Oh, yeah.
Don, I have a question because, you know, Hi-Li is not something that's generally even played nowadays here in the U.S., but isn't there sort of a work aspect to it as well? It's based around betting.
Well, the games that I won were all a shoot. Let's just put it that way. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Now, when you were watching the AWA, mm-hmm. I mean, is that the only wrestling really that you watched? Or because they had a very scientific style of grappling. I mean, was that what kind of, were you a fan of that style of wrestling, or did you see something else, or what did you think about it at the time?
I never saw anything else, really, until, I guess, Vince took over in, like, mid-80s, where he started taking over people's televisions. And then I saw WWF, which I didn't like the wrestling as much, but I really liked Paul Orndorff a lot. So I kind of got into that, and then pretty soon, AWA lost their time slot, so if you wanted to watch wrestling in Winnipeg, we only had 13 channels at the time, you had to watch WWF, and that was what I did. But I like the style because I think that at 7 years old, I fantasized about myself as this babyface wrestler. After Greg Gagne and Jim Brunzel, Rick Martel, those guys were my heroes. So
now for people who have never met Don, I mean, you're a pretty big dude. You're how tall are you?
6'2" and a half.
6'2" and a half. You know, early in your career, were you considered small at the time?
Yes. So when I went to WWF in 97, originally was Rick Martel and I going as the supermodels. And I was supermodel Don Casablancas, which I thought was a great name. Martel and I would have had a great run as heels back then with that gimmick. If you think about what the business was like in 97, two guys that looked like us being supermodels would have been a lot of heat. And Rick changed his mind and went to WCW. I didn't want to go there. I wanted to go to WWF because I was a mark for it. That wasn't a great decision. But having said that, you know, ended up there and it was what it was.
What a reversal of fortunes, a supermodel to being in the Truth Commission?
Yeah, I mean, that was, that was, you know, look, people get their comebacks on you one way or the other. And I think that, you know, when Rick went there, I don't believe that people in Stamford believe that Rick, what Rick told them, which was, well, Don has a tryout with WCW because they offered me that. But WWF just thought, oh, this guy's, you know, yesterday's news now because Rick's not with him. And I don't think they were going to sign me. And Bret Hart, who was a supporter of mine, called Vince directly. And, you know, within 2 minutes, Bret called me and said, Vince said, sign your contract, send it in. You're going to start soon. And so there had been all that drama. So I didn't feel confident, as I should have, but I didn't feel confident to turn down the Truth Commission thing. It was a loss leader for sure. And I was, you know, that what really killed me there, I think, was, you know, when someone tells you we want to make you a wrestling manager or a bumping manager, it's not a good thing. Don't ever agree to that, because the boys don't want to sell for you when you're wrestling. And, you know, when you're a manager, you don't have heat if everyone's beating you up.
All right. Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Don Callis is joining us here today. Filthy Tom as well.
I'd like to just revisit a question because I never answered it. I tend to be a bit verbose because I've been told that the sound of my voice gives people peace and calmness. So I was 6'2 and 215 when I went there, and I was told you're a little skinny to be wrestling. This is why they made me a manager. And since that time, I've adopted the Jesse Ventura philosophy, less bumps, more money. Mm. And it's worked out okay for me. But I do laugh sometimes. In fact, I was talking about someone this the other day. At my height, with my build, when I went there, I would be probably in the top 50% right now.
Today?
In terms of size.
Yes.
But back then, that was too small. And, you know, look, my first feud was with the biker gang. All of those guys were 6'6", 6'8", 300 pounds. Like, so, of course, you look smaller. And I'm in a group with a guy who's 7 feet tall and two guys who are 6'6". So it wasn't the smartest way to put it together. Now, that whole run would have been a lot better if they'd actually let me be the wrestler and let Kurgan be my bodyguard instead of throwing Kurgan into matches where he wasn't prepared. You know, he wasn't ready. He just hadn't had a chance to work with a lot of people, and they could have, I thought, brought him along in a tag with me and then, you know, have him turn babyface on me at some point. But didn't work out, and maybe I saved myself a lot of catastrophic injuries by making my living not bumping. I'm not sure.
Well, I think you probably did.
Look at Lance Storm. I mean, Lance Storm was a great athlete, had many great matches, and now he's an office stooge. I mean, I don't know, like, what happened to him.
He's scared to come on the show today because
hey,
you're on
man.
I love how Lance's excuse is, oh, I'm in New York, I can't do the show. It's like, does he have internet? I mean, this is not that hard to figure out, Brian.
This is his day, and he was unavailable, he said.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably Dreamer told him, don't do the show, Don will bury you, and you'll look stupid. I don't know what he's talking about.
You know, I brought it up because I'll never forget when the Hardys first went to TNA, and the Hardys were always like, small guys, and they showed up in TNA and they were freaking giants. They just taller than everybody. And then I went to it was a show somewhere, and I think Mick Foley was there signing. And, you know, he's a heavy guy. Everyone kind of knows he's a heavy guy. But, like, I was just astounded. I saw him. I was like, oh, my God, this guy, he is a giant. He's like a bear. He's huge. And then I went down.
Are you ready for Paul Walter Hauser to play Mick Foley in that biopic?
I don't know about that one. But anyway, I went downstairs, I opened the front door, and I was like, oh my God, like, Don's enormous. And I just remember from watching back in the day, it was like, you were like the small manager guy.
Yep.
It was like, it's ridiculous. Yep. I mean, you know, there's the guys like Mark Davis now that you see.
Love Mark Davis.
But, like, in general, I mean, when you walk around backstage, do you just feel like a giant now? It's a totally different business.
I feel like an intellectual giant wherever I go. Mm. So I've always, listen, the funny part is someone, I think it was Scott D'Amore, said this. The paintings that are done of me, which clearly I look pretty awesome in those paintings. Scott and Tommy Dreamer, who both know me well, both said the same thing independently. You need to understand one thing about Don Callis. When he looks in the mirror, he sees what's in that painting, not what. So I've always done. My father told me when I was 12 years old, everywhere you go, walk in like you own the place. And it's worked out reasonably well for me, other than the places it's gotten me fired.
Now, when you got your job with WWF, because Brett was there and he was a supporter of yours, this was, you know, 96, 97.
Yep.
And then, you know, shortly thereafter, Montreal occurred, and that was the end of Brett. Was that, do you feel that, man, if that hadn't happened, I probably, you know, he was in my corner. You think things might have been different if he hadn't left for WCW?
I mean, I've thought about that. I have to imagine, because I was definitely a Brett guy. Like I remember hearing that Bruce, when Rick Martel went to WCW, Bruce did not want any part of me coming in. And I told Brett that, and Brett just said, well, I don't deal with Bruce, I deal with Vince. And then 2 minutes later, I got the call saying Vince said, show up at TV. So I have to think, you know, Brett, if he was still world champion, had a lot of juice there. And so maybe it would have worked out, but it didn't. And I think ultimately, you know, these things work out, I guess, how they're supposed to. I think that given the fact that there's many things I do very well, I could have ended up being someone who was there a long time, although I think I probably wouldn't have lasted. I might have quit or been fired. I don't know. And so it probably worked out how it should, and I was happy for Brett because it clearly was a good time for him to get out. But Bret Hart, you know, I saw Brett about 3 years ago at the only autograph session I've ever paid autograph session I've ever done. It was, by the way, awful. There's no amount of money, by the way, that will get me to sit through 4 hours of meeting Marks. Terrible. Almost fired my agent over that one. But I saw Brett and I said, you know what, Brett, I got to thank you, because without you, maybe I don't have a career. I don't know. Bret Hart was always a great guy and always stepped up.
So you ended up with the Oddities. And coincidentally, we just watched a Juggalo Championship Wrestling last week.
Don't know what that is, but okay.
that's the ICP's wrestling group. And Violent J is he's all over it. He's one of the top guys there. And what was it like working with... Do you have any memories of the Insane Clown Posse still in this business to this day?
I've never met them.
Really?
So no, they were not part of my group when I was still there. So what happened was... I had booked an angle myself, and I remember sharing it. I had printed it all out, and I saw Jack Lanza on a flight, and I had 3 pages of 6 weeks of television that I'd written, because I used to do it for Tony Condello. And Jack Lanza goes, where'd you learn to format? And I went, I don't know, just been doing it. So that was where you saw Kurgan and I pivot away from the green beret or the red beret and the riding pants and into wearing all black. And the idea was Kurgan was supposed to kind of break away with me. Then they got cold feet, was my understanding about me doing the David Koresh thing. I remember we had a TV in Waco, and I wanted to go to the site of the Waco thing, and they wouldn't allow that. And after that, it kind of got pulled. And so they started giving me all these different people, Luna, Tenta, all these guys. And I was sitting with Vince Russo, and... we're waiting to do a pre-tape, and we're waiting on all the people in the Oddities to come. And they're all walking down single file. We had two giants at the time, because we had Silva as well. We had Kurgan. We had Tenta with the mask, with the
Golga.
Goiter, the whole thing.
Yeah, and I said, South Park t-shirt on.
And I looked, and I went, Jesus, this is like a parade of human oddities watching this. And Russo goes, where'd you come up with that? And I go, I literally just said it. Like a list came up with it. And so it became the parade of human oddities. So then I pitched them the idea that what if my characters always understood what my character was, no matter what kind of people I was managing. I was the type that was going to take advantage of people in order to get myself over. Not much has changed. So what I did was I said, okay, let me start bringing freaks on the show where I'm clearly just trying to get TV time for my own benefit. So that was where we had the Howard Stern freaks, generally regarded as the worst WWF segment in company history. I don't know about that, but it was pretty bad.
Not anymore.
Did do a 4.2. And then I had booked, there were these two guys in Mexico who had a genetic disorder, which they had hair all over their entire bodies. Like they call it werewolf syndrome.
Yes.
And I was going to book those guys to come in and be my tag team because they were tumblers, you know. So I thought, well, how hard could it be to teach them to roll around in the ring, you know. So I had those guys coming in. We had 8 weeks of TV booked. And then WrestleMania happened. And Vince saw Kurgan dancing at the after party. And Kurgan was there with his wife, and he said, I'm going to get up and dance. And I went, this is a bad idea. Don't dance in front of Vince. But his wife wanted to dance, and she didn't understand, like, there's that aspect of this. And so he got up, started dancing, looked pretty good doing it, have to say, good dancing giant. But I watched with horror as Vince crossed his sight line, and I went, that's it. It's over. Next week, he's a dancing giant on television. That was it. So, yep.
Now, you obviously from there went to ECW and...
I believe he also trained Giant Silva for Pride FC.
Is that right? Wow. That's one I didn't know.
Who booked that? Jesus.
So, you know, around 2004, you went into a lengthy retirement. And, you know, you were very successful.
You really glossed over the ECW
well,
years
you know,
there.
we got limited time here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey,
yeah.
I loved your run in ECW.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Cyrus the really Virus, did. Yes. But you, when you retired, I mean, was it, what were you thinking? Because let me just tell you a quick, I'll make this really quick.
Yeah.
I wrestled a little bit, you know, from 98 to about 2003 or whatever. And it felt to me like a period where everything really changed in this business. Like pre 2001 or so, you know, Buddy Wayne and Richie Magnet and Tim Flowers and these shows you did, it was like these old school guys and a certain kind of match. And then like around 2001, 2002, it's like it all started to change. These new guys, it just was different. And by like 2004, that was when I was like, this ain't my thing anymore. And that's right around when you were like, you got out of it. Did you kind of feel that way? Like, something's just, this business is not what it used to be, and I'd rather do something else.
That wasn't my main impetus for it. I do remember, though, like, right after ECW ended, I was going to 5 different indies across Canada. I was heavyweight champion of all 5. I never returned the favor and dropped the belt, of course, because why would you?
And we'll hold it there. We'll pick up with the 5 championships. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy 3, get 3 free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy 3, get 3 free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here in the on the show, Don Callison studio here, Filthy Tom Lawler as well. And yes, we glossed over ECW. I'm sorry, everybody, but hey, it's a live radio show. We got a time limit here.
That's
and
right.
A lot I got to ask about. But you were the heavyweight champion in five different indies, and then in 2004, what happened?
So actually, I retired and actually in late 2001 because, and the reason that I retired, so when ECW went out of business, Bischoff had called me and I had a deal in place to go and be the color commentator for what would have been the new Nitro with Fusient. It was going to be me and Joey Styles. And then that deal came, fell through. And overnight I was like, I'm looking at a monopoly. There's only one place to work. And I remember Jericho and Adam Copeland had both kind of said like, hey, we can get you back in here and whatever. And I just looked at it and went, like, in a monopoly situation, from my perspective, I'm not going to have any power. Like, if you're Jericho or Copeland or someone like that, then you're going to have some power even in that situation. I wasn't going to, and I didn't want to be held hostage or have no options. So I quit the business, and I went back to school and did my MBA in less than 2 years and kind of just moved on, didn't watch wrestling for 12 or 13 years, I think. I think the first thing that I got involved with was Jericho in 2015, took me and Lance and Lenny down for his 25th anniversary at Madison Square Garden. And while it was nice to see Chris, this is a miserable experience because I had to actually sit in the crowd and watch an entire wrestling show, which I did not want to do. And then Jericho got me involved in the podcast, and then that led to New Japan. So,
you know, this guy here goes, Brian has an uncanny ability to make an interview about himself. Yeah, I learned from Don, actually. And I'm going to mention that because, you know, I'm writing a book, Don.
Really?
Pro Wrestling for Dummies. Yeah. But there's a point to this, okay? So I was writing, there's a big, long section about the history of wrestling, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a dummies book, and so I got like 60 pages to try to write the entire history of pro wrestling. So, obviously, that's difficult to put in 60 pages.
How many pages is me?
Well, I'm going to get to this.
Good.
So as I'm writing it, you know, you got to only get the most important stuff. Like, what is the most important stuff in the history of wrestling to, like, get through this year? And as I was writing it, you know, there's always these arguments about who should be in the Hall of Fame, who shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. And one of the names that always comes up is, you know, Bill Goldberg, who was a very important character in World Championship Wrestling.
Who'd he ever beat?
Well, as I was writing this history, I realized, you know, you can write the history of World Championship Wrestling without mentioning Goldberg very much. And it really kind of hit me that, you know, maybe the guy really isn't a main eventer or a Hall of Famer. I mean, I kind of always thought he was, but when you really think about it, like, you can write the history of wrestling without this guy. So the point is,
it's a great plug for your upcoming book, by the
yes,
way. Thank you.
Thank you. So you, Don, you know,
no Goldberg.
I gotta
appeals to some people.
I gotta tell you, this whole New Japan, Jericho, Kenny Omega, Wrestle Kingdom 12, AEW. I mean, I don't really know if I can write the history of wrestling without mentioning your name, because you were a very, I hate to put you over, boy do I hate to put you over, but you were a very integral part of that period, which was a gigantic period for New Japan, and also basically led in many ways to the formation of AEW, and the first big stars of AEW. So what are your memories of being the invisible hand? What did you do?
Well, here's the thing. Everything I've ever done in wrestling, I've visualized and orchestrated. So when, you know, Scott and I took over at Impact Wrestling, that was something that was planned out and that I understand leverage. I've understood leverage my entire adult life. And it's a very important skill to have, understanding leverage and timing. So with New Japan, I mean, I'm looking and I'm going, I have this rekindled relationship at the time with Kenny Omega, whose uncle had trained me, the Golden Sheik, and I'd known Kenny since he was a kid, but now all of a sudden Kenny's the biggest star in wrestling. I'm out of wrestling. He's the guy Meltzer's talking about as, oh, he's the top wrestler in the world. This is like 2016, 2017, 2018. And now I'm there and I'm thinking, how can I help Kenny? And so I said, like, we talked and Kenny's like, I don't have an opponent for the Tokyo Dome. And he's pretty bummed about it because Kenny needs to be inspired at that time. And so I, even though Chris Jericho had told me many times that he would never work for anyone other than Vince McMahon and WWF or WWE, whatever it was at the time, I leveraged my, 30-year friendship with Chris, called him and said, hey, I think you and Kenny Omega would be the thing. He said, like, would he do it? And I said, he absolutely will do it. So I kind of put that match together and it happened. And obviously, as you say, changed the business on many, many levels. And I think that, you know, anyone can have an idea, hey, fantasy, like, this would be cool. Brian Alvarez versus Tim Flowers in a street fight. I actually would like to see that. But to actually pull it off, and it's like, that's where you look at what Tony Khan has done with wrestling. It's like, it's one thing to have an idea, but Tony Khan has made it a reality. Tony Khan has changed the wrestling business for positive. And I think I did the same thing there with Chris and with Kenny. And it was a very important time, I think, for New Japan. If you look at, Jericho's talked about it, what the numbers were for New Japan World before and after I came up with that match. So, yeah, without a doubt, I mean, I'm sure there's literally dozens of dollars involved in me getting into the Observer Hall of Fame. So, you know, bring it on.
Oh, you don't even know.
I already win all the awards. You should just put me in anyway.
Actually, you'd probably get a much better award going into the Brian and Vinny Hall of Awesome, but we'd have to really talk about that one. Now, you have been, wrestler, five different promotion, independent champion at the same time.
Mm.
Truth Commission, Cyrus, you were a on-screen and a booker for TNA, and The Invisible Hand, and now Don Callis on AW Television, the Don Callis family. I mean, I know obviously we have to plug AW and everything, but you can have a different answer if you'd like to.
Sure.
What is your favorite period of your career?
Oh, this moment right now.
On this show. Excellent.
Well, let's not get crazy, but being in AEW right now, the last few months has for sure been the highlight of my career because I think part of it is where I'm at. I, for many years, was very paranoid about pro wrestling, didn't trust anyone. That came from kind of how things rolled out for me with WWF and to a lesser extent with ECW. I've always been very paranoid about it. And I think I got to the point where it sounds scary, but like after however many years in the business, like a couple of years ago, I really kind of figured it out. Like, I don't need to do what I think needs to be done. I just need to do what I feel. It's Bruce Lee had a famous saying, don't think, feel. And that's really what I do. I don't plan anything that I do before I go out in front of a crowd. Crowds don't control me. I control crowds. And because why would I plan something when I don't know how that crowd's going to react? Nothing I say on a promo is as good as 5,000-10,000 people booing me. And so if that's happening, and sometimes that happens without me saying a word, what do I want to talk for? What am I going to say that's better? So it's been a kind of a time where it's like, you know, you have a lot of nerds that listen to this show. So it's kind of like Star Wars. It's like when Luke Skywalker finally figured out the Force, I think a couple of years ago, I felt like I really know exactly who I am and what I have to do. AEW is the best company I've ever worked for. There's no question about that. In terms of Tony is a guy who comes from a real sports background, in terms of owning franchises. He keeps the money on the field. As a result, there's a lot of power and grace associated with being talent in AEW. And I enjoy it, and I enjoy being able to influence both the guys in my group and other guys that I kind of always have my eye on, either to help or to help with an eye on becoming the 17th member of the Don Callis family.
I got a question. Yes.
For Don, real quick. Because you just talked about these 17 members of the Callis family. Mm-hmm. And I've got to wonder, where does the buck stop? Because I'm looking right now at the records. And Rocky Romero has 47 losses as a member of the Don Callis family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Well, let me. I'm going to challenge everyone here to break out of the professional wrestling bubble and put yourself in a real sports bubble. I'm a hockey fan.
I'll try that.
And I can tell you that, you know, the fourth line center last year on the Florida Panthers, you probably can't name him because he probably got three goals all year if you're going to look at statistics. But that guy was integral to them winning the Stanley Cup. Everyone has a role. Not everyone can be as... If you run a wrestling promotion, you know. Jerry Jarrett famously said, you can't get 10 guys over at the same time. You got to start with one. There are only so many main event spots. I like All Japan booking style. Four guys on top, killing each other for the world title. Everyone else fighting to get into that top four. So the Don Callis family is, well, we've got a starting quarterback. We've got a starting running back. We've got a starting wide receiver. And then we've got some guys in the bench. We've also got quite a few guys on injured reserve, which is another reason why I gravitate towards having large groups of guys so that we never get set back. And the last thing I would say is I recruit the best athletes that I can. I talk about the Lou Thesz model, 6'3", 230, long arms. You look at, you mentioned Jake Doyle the other day. Jake Doyle has very long arms. Kyle Fletcher, long arms. Takeshita, long arms. Why is this important? Because that's the same thing as I look for or what NFL teams look for when they draft players at a high level. So this is, especially AEW, this AEW is an athletic company. You need athletes, and I tend to get the best athletes, and I tend to deliver. Look at Okada now. Look at Okada a year ago. That's the case. That's all I really need to say about my influence, I think, Brian.
Now, that was Tom's bad question, by the way. Anton Lundell's the guy's name. But anyway, so when you play the role on television of Don Callis, there's also obviously the backstage. Do you play a mentorship role with a lot of these younger wrestlers? I mean, you mentioned, like, you know, people in your group and people elsewhere. Do you try to mentor them and give them advice? And it is 2026. I mean, how do the kids today, as they say, respond to the advice that you give?
I don't give advice. I will give my thoughts if I'm asked. I don't walk around going, hey, can I mentor you? Because it's a two-way street. Many people are closed off to that. Many think they have it figured out. And so that's great. Then there's less people knowing the secrets of Don Callis and less people being able to use those to get over. I think that... I try to support guys in my family, but like Jimmy Johnson once said of the Dallas Cowboys when he was coaching them to three Super Bowls, the deal was, and it's very, very simple, I treat everyone differently, not the same. I treat you based on how you prepare. I treat you based on how you interact with me. I treat you based on results. And results aren't only wins and losses. Results are buzz. Results are you controlling the crowd? So I've got a great group of athletes. We are all very close, but I'm like the Pied Piper. People follow me. I don't ask for volunteers.
Now, the show Wednesday in Everett, Washington, AEW Dynamite. A lot of big matches on that show, championship matches. We got MJF Darby Allin for the AEW World title, Camille and Willow Nightingale for the TBS title, and Kevin Knight and Claudio Castagnoli for the TNT title. And Don, we got about 30 seconds here, but a number of people in the chat have asked the same question.
Yeah.
When are we going to see a woman in the Don Callis family?
You know what? Right now I'm heavily focused on the lads. I really like the idea of getting my mix perfect. I am trying to get to 18 so we can do a big celebrity softball game within the Don Callis family, 9-on-9. Maybe we'll even let you be the shortstop, Brian. See what I did there? So I'm focused right now on Kyle Fletcher, getting him healthy. We're Kyle Fletcher Strong with the Don Callis family. He's had a catastrophic injury. I'm on top of it with the doctors, and I can't wait for Kyle. If I could have a son, he would be exactly like Kyle Fletcher.
My God. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, you know, as they say in the old reporting biz, just coming across the wire here, King 5 News, Tony Khan says AEW's Everett show will be a huge night for wrestling fans. You can check this out on my Twitter at Brian Alvarez, written by our own Emmy Award-winning Sean Garrett.
Never heard of him.
Yes, you can check it out. The show is tomorrow night at the Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett, Washington. Angel of the Winds Arena.
Not what it sounds like.
AEW Dynamite. You can check it out. A lot of big matches on the show. And Don, anything you'd like to say about tomorrow's Dynamite as we wrap it up here?
Well, I'm very excited, obviously, to see my good friend MJF wrestle Darby Allin. I think that's going to be fantastic. I believe it's going to be a big night for the Don Callis family in fabulous Everett, Washington. Get your tickets. As they used to say, don't you dare miss it!
Don't you dare miss it! Well, Don, I appreciate you being on the show here today, and I'm sorry that Lance was not here.
Who do I see about my payoff?
That would be Lance, actually, okay. Now that you mention it. But we do appreciate it. Best of luck on the show tomorrow. Angel of the Winds Arena, Everett, Washington, AEW Dynamite, MJF and Darby Allin for the world title. Camille and Willow Nightingale for the TBS title. and Kevin Knight, Claudio Castagnoli for the TNT title, and many others as well. Spring Breakthrough. What better show, what better place for Spring Breakthrough than Everett, Washington?
I've heard that Spring Break is a big thing. People go from all over America to have their Spring Break with a lot of cold weather and overcast and rain. That's pretty much what I've seen here. But whenever Don Callis and the Don Callis family and All Elite Wrestling come to a town near you, the skies open up and the sunshine blazes through, baby.
That's right. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Speaking
here
of
today.
Blazing.
Brian and Vinny tonight with another special in-studio guest. Don't you dare miss it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
WOnline.com. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.